as intended.
Non sequitur.
There's a new me coming out. And she's burning it down.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Nimrod to Nova.
Nimrod. X-Men fans may know of the Sentinels, giant robots created to hunt down mutants. We'll see them eventually. And they appeared in the Days of Future Past movie. But in any case, Nimrod is the ultimate evolution of Sentinel technology. Sent back in time to track down the new Phoenix, Cyclops, and Jean Grey's daughter in the Days of Future Past timeline. Named after the biblical hunter, Nimrod is incredibly strong, nearly indestructible, and able to fire disintegrator beams and mental stuns, as well as temporarily negate mental power near itself, regenerate its own body, transform itself into something that looks human, throw up a shocking force web, shoot out a tractor beam, and teleport a distance of up to 5 miles. He's programmed to protect humans against superpowered criminals and outlaws with lethal action. His time trip has made him reconsider his tactics, and at time of entry was considering becoming a vigilante crime fighter. Pictured shooting at Juggernaut and also knocking his helmet off and disintegrating petty criminals with his central beam thing.
Oh, God.
Central beam thing.
Disintegrate. Oh, my God.
Nimrod.
What a terrible name.
But that's like an insult, right?
Yes.
People use that as an insult?
I hate that word. Not a good word.
There's a hunter in the Bible.
It doesn't matter. It's not a good word.
And probably the story means that's what people call certain people.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I just don't like the way it sounds.
It's,
Is it the word rod?
Yeah, it's rod.
Well, it's like two different words in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nim and then rod. It doesn't flow at all.
I think it's like too far in your mouth. I think those sounds are just a little too far apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you're just like nim, rod. You have to sort of like change parts of your...
It doesn't flow.
You know what I think is sad? It says marital status inapplicable.
Aww.
I mean...
Oh my goodness.
Well, now I'm sad.
The robot.
I'm not sad. Would you... Like, no one deserves this.
Maybe there's a lady robot who would
She deserves
like...
better.
He's very angular, isn't he?
Yeah. He does sort of like look like he was made up of like leftover parts.
Leftover triangles.
They're just kind of strange and ill-fitting. Also, his face looks like a lion.
Oh. I think it's the nose.
It's the nose.
The nose and the thing around his head looks like a
mane.
Does he have a goatee? Is that what we think that is?
I think it's just a very chiseled chin.
Or like a soul badge?
You mean that's the mouth.
Is his mouth open?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not how I interpreted it at first.
What? Wait, I don't see that at all.
Well, you see the mechanisms inside the mouth. It's a little bit like...
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I have... What? Okay, I totally pictured...
I interpreted it.
Well, look at the picture where he knocks Juggernaut's block off. You can see where the mouth is supposed to be.
Yeah, I interpreted this as like a mustache and then a small lip. And then another lip. Yeah.
It's because he's got a bit of a kind of a snouty.
Yeah. So he has no nose.
I was going to say that it kind of looks like he'd be like an evil chef in like a Disney movie.
It's raw! Oh no, okay, different.
But if his mouth is open, it really changes the vibe.
I like the mustache idea a lot better, though.
Yeah.
He have a mustache. I don't think robots have enough mustaches.
He has eyebrows. That's kind of cool. Eyebrows on fleek, Nimrod.
Oh, yeah, they're like
it really sounds like an insult. Okay, I can't.
He's got kind of Mega Man boots.
I keep seeing, like I know he's made out of metal, but because of the pink, I'm like, he's made out of quartz.
Aww.
Oh, that would be great.
Is he actually pink, or is this just, like, shading and shit?
Pink shading. I think he's sort of made out of ceramics, but also he can shapeshift.
Ceramics?
He can make himself look like a person, so yeah, I don't know what that material is.
Because that was my question.
Nanotech.
That was my follow-up question. What does he look like as a person?
Black hair and brown eyes.
Can he shape into anyone or just a specific person every time?
I think he can replicate any appearance.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
But I guess he has a preferred recurrent human disguise.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense, right? You have your go-to.
Well, I have my go-tos, you know, like my favorite skirt and shirt I love to wear when I feel sassy.
Personality I pretend to have.
My favorite skin.
My favorite human form.
There you go. It feels natural. It feels fine. You're friends with the grocer.
This is going to be really niche, so I'm sorry. But in, like, one of the panels where he's, like, fighting with his mouth open, he kind of looks like in the Beauty and the Beast Christmas special.
Oh, my God!
There's a giant organ.
Yeah. Oh, God! Yes!
It kind of looks like that.
It totally does!
In the same vein, I was going to say the grasshopper and bug life.
Yes, also the grasshopper and bug life. That was my I was also thinking that.
100%. Sorry, like that we both had characters, but I was like, I don't want to say because this is too much. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, mine is even worse than that. So
yeah, the Christmas special.
It's so good though.
Is it? It's funny because before I came here, I was working on my quilt, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if there was a character that reminded me of quilting? Yeah. He really does with all the shapes.
Yeah.
The first one. I'm going, guys.
Look at all those triangles.
Oh, I hate triangles.
I keep looking at him, trying to find something to say, and I'm drawing a blank. It's annoying. I love having things to say. I love being judgmental, but there's...
It is a little bit basic, I think.
Do we think he has heels behind those boots? How do the boots stand? Is he on his tippy toes?
No, if you look at the bottom picture, they're flat.
Oh.
I think it's just like a big elephant foot.
I like the triangle. I like that he does things with the triangle.
Like disintegrate people?
If I had access to that.
I do really love, like, when this kind of effect happens in, like, older sci-fi shit. When people are disintegrating. Because that's the thing that comes up a lot. And I think it always looks cool. Even when it's low-tech. It still looks cool.
I find it so terrifying.
Oh, like, it's a horrifying concept.
Like, it...
Because at one point do you die, right? I don't know. Yeah, like how long do you stay alive like that?
I don't know. I guess it depends how you're disintegrating. If you're like disintegrating layer by layer, or if you're just like
by parts.
Yeah, your hand is gone. I don't know.
That's a horrifying thought.
I know, right?
Thanks, I hate it.
I think it's like falling in a volcano. You know, suddenly.
Yeah.
You're a puff of smoke.
I love how you said that. Like,
did you know
by experience?
Did you know that a bunch of people in Pompeii actually didn't die suffocated by ash? Their brains boiled.
Oh, fun! That must have been great
from the heat.
That's what
Nimrod's doing there.
Yeah.
I like the triangle because it reminds me of a Care Bear. Is what I wanted to say. I love shooting things out of your chest.
Like, you know, to me, it's more like a giant robot trope.
Yeah, like an Iron Man.
Yeah. Or Iron Man, yeah.
But like a Care Bear, you see.
But Care Bears. So is...
I mean, I will say
he's
this.
He's caring for these people.
I think I would like him more if he didn't have legs. Like, if the triangle...
Oh, my God!
If the triangle was done and he would just float...
Oh, like, yeah, that
I would love that.
No, what if he was a top and he just spins?
Oh, yes!
That would be good.
Perfect. Like, we fixed everything.
Yeah. I don't know. The face is still very bothersome.
Well, with the legs, I can't help but see a Baywatch bathing suit. Because they used to be so high class.
They're coming back and it's troublesome.
I had to wear one when I was a lifeguard. Apparently it makes running easier.
Sexy.
Makes wedgies easier, if you ask me.
It's almost sexy now, so is Nimrod hot or not?
He made me think of wedgies, so not.
Yeah, I'm just like, meh.
That's not even a meh, that's a not.
Yeah, I'm a little like meh about it. So I actually already forgot his powers.
All of them.
Disintegrate.
You know what? I hate that. I hate when it's all of the things. What's the point of that?
It's the point. Like, the point is,
I get it for the artist.
He can defeat every X-Man. Yeah.
But man,
that was the point.
That's just so boring to me. I hate when it's everything.
Does he defeat every X-Man?
Yeah.
So he's just like super powered, and there's nothing we can do.
He's beating up Juggernaut, who is an unstoppable force. So yes.
Yeah, but Juggernaut was stupid too.
So there's.
That's what you do when you get a team of heroes. The only threats are other teams. Or someone super powerful that you need the whole team to take down.
Can the whole team take it down?
Right. What you usually do is that it's dire straits, there's no way to stop it, and then so the heroes have to use their minds, their brains, cooked or raw, and then...
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly. So you've got to find a way your powers aren't enough.
Mike, I put the page away. We can move on.
No, I didn't say anything. Oh, robots, don't cuddle. Not. No.
Nitro. Nitro was a retired electrical engineer and ham radio enthusiast who was genetically modified by the alien Kree with the ability to explode his own body and then reconstruct it.
Sorry. Oh, that's horrifying.
Then they sent him after the original Captain Marvel. When he explodes too often, his particles become too weak and far apart, so it takes a while before he reintegrates and then fights Marvel or some other hero again. Nitro was always eccentric, but now he's psychotic, and he has to be drugged to be contained.
Oh.
He's never stood trial as a result, because when he becomes lucid, he explodes and escapes. He hates Captain Marvel and will attack anyone who even remotely looks like him. Pictured? What else? Blowing up.
Okay, so, oh my god!
Does it hurt him when he blows up?
I don't know.
Can't feel good.
Yeah.
Unless it does, I guess.
Maybe it's like taking a nap.
Well, maybe that's part of why he's become insane.
Yeah, I got to
see. Maybe it's like having an orgasm.
I can't imagine, no.
And then you're dead, or not, and then you're back.
So he really has to choose the moment he will explode in a fight, because that's his only thing.
Yeah,
he's getting beating up. Is it the right time? I'm not sure. And then he blows.
No, I think you blow first thing, right?
Right.
I don't know.
The top.
Then but you have to wait till they're close enough. You show up,
and then what?
You reintegrate. You blow up. You reintegrate.
It's that quick. Okay.
Eventually, if he blows up too much, it becomes hard to...
The way that you made it sound...
That's like an orgasm.
The way you made it sound, I was like, oh, it's going to be like days to like get back together?
Yeah, what are we
eventually
talking?
Eventually.
Like minutes? Oh. We talking minutes?
Yeah.
Will he do that more than once in a fight? Like, has he done that more than once in a fight?
Oh, dear God.
That's not how I
If he does it too much, then he starts to dissipate. And that's how you, this is how you beat this kind
you
of villain.
You use that technique. You blow up, people think, the fuck just happened? Gets closer, think that you're done for, poo again.
So
where do
his pieces go?
No, he's atomized.
He's like, why? Well,
okay,
floating.
So we don't see little bits and pieces float.
But like, how do you come back at the same spot? Can someone like bring like I don't know a shoe and like bring it home so you can?
There's no shoe left.
No, but like. where does he, like, is it just anywhere he picks that he can come back, or is it at the same spot? What if the fight's over and it's, like, the next day? Is he just, like, bam, all of us, like, what?
Yeah, okay, I'm he's so back, confused. And he walks to his apartment.
But that's so inconvenient.
But he burns when he explodes.
Yeah.
Is it, like, really, like, an explosion?
It's like an energy explosion.
Okay.
250 pounds of TNT, whatever that means.
A lot. Do you disintegrate people?
Probably.
I mean, if you're standing next to 250 tons of dynamite...
I guess so,
you're probably pulverized.
You can separate him. If his cloud is divided and contained, he cannot reassemble.
Oh, he's in the cloud.
So you just take one mason jar.
So what, you put like a bunch of jars. But do the jars like gravitate towards each other?
It's like the Iron Giant that all his pieces start to roll to. Oh,
cute.
I mean, I don't think the Kree when they created a human weapon, I don't think they went for like comfort.
They didn't really care about his experience.
No.
I saw it and you explained it, and in my mind, all I could think of was that stupid Pokemon, Electrode, that's his own freaking move. So he blows up, it doesn't kill the other Pokemon, and he's done for the rest of the fight. So at least this one can do that a couple of times.
He can paralyze the other opponent.
If he's leveled up enough, but why would you use him all the way to get there? That's too much trouble.
I feel like his definition doesn't fit his appearance. I was expecting something a lot sillier. He has a smiley face on his chest.
I'm very mad
that it's not a smiley face.
I gotta say, like, this color palette is very me as a child, stuff that I would choose to color together. This is very much a color palette of my childhood.
I like it.
It looks like those windbreakers that we had in the 90s.
Oh my god, it does.
I love it.
My favorite thing is the fact that his arms are pink, but his hands are purple. Yeah. I like that.
I don't.
It's such a strange choice.
Also, maybe a niche, but does it remind anyone else of the video of He-Man?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The posture.
Yes. Very much.
That's totally. The first thing I saw, and I was like...
I do like the hair.
Yes. Is he old?
Well, he's not young.
But he's not, like, old.
I think he's just got silver hair.
He's a silver fox.
The face he makes before he blows up?
100%
no. You know, this is just him. He just missed the bus.
Either that or is about, to come.
No, it's 100% an orgasm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the argument towards the orgasm explosion metaphor. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I buy it.
Yep.
Well, look where he punches when he blows himself
up. See.
Proof. He kind of looks like an action figure.
Yeah.
Like, where there's like the cutoff for his boot, it looks like you could sort of turn it right to left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his legs look like you could move
them. Oh, yeah. The junction, yeah.
Like, he feels like an action figure.
Yeah, there's something plasticky about him.
Yeah.
He definitely feels like the type of thing where, like, they create media to sell toys.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. Feels like that. The first that we won't talk about anymore was a hunter, and his name is Robert Hunter. Is that the theme?
Hunting?
No.
It may become the theme.
Oh shit.
Are canaries afraid of him?
I appreciate the dynamite joke.
Thank you for explaining it to those who hadn't gotten it.
That was me.
Is Nitro hot or not?
I still don't get it.
But what is he like to be around? Like,
he went from eccentric to psychotic. And he has to be drugged or else. Like, he thinks, I don't know, I think like maybe the cut of your shirt or your sweater looks a little bit like the cut of Captain Marvel's suit. And he attacks you. Oh, blow up.
Is he like those kinds of guys that hate every possible trait you could share with their ex? Boo!
That's one way to say it.
I mean, the smiley face is hot.
I like
parts of this.
I even like the hair.
Yeah, I think the appearance is okay. I'm not like super like hot and bothered, but the appearance is fine. I'd say a hot, but I would still stay the fuck away from him.
Yeah, I agree. I would say hot for the look, but I will not remember this dude. I will not remember what he does, like, by the next character.
I couldn't hang out with him, like, at all.
Because he's psychotic?
Fun. No, he'll blow up.
No, psychotic's fine.
No, but, like, imagine, like, you're at the clay cafe, you're painting, and all of a sudden...
Oh, those clay pieces!
Yeah! And then someone comes in with, I don't know, what color does Miss Marvel have?
It's the male
Sir
one.
Sir Marvel?
Sir.
Sir.
Lord.
Blue and red.
Like, and then explodes.
And that ruins everybody's
Yeah. I can't take him anywhere.
Because they're dead.
The clay cafe is destroyed and the city is all set.
And then he just comes back.
Yeah.
You know what I feel? He's like on Tinder. When you see Bumble, because there's more definition. Because you see the picture. And then you're like, oh! And then you start scrolling. And it's like, looking for the path to my gym. Mm-hmm. And other stuff like that. And you're just like, oh my god, gross.
It's his second picture with a fish.
Yeah. Actually, these are the two pictures.
This is
the first
one. This is him being like, the fish was this big.
Gross. What are your pastimes? It's the second panel. Stuck in the teenage way as we explode.
As we explode. Nomad.
Ooh, butts.
The first nomad was actually Steve Rogers, who became disillusioned with America and changed his name and costume for a time to something non-patriotic. This is Jack Monroe, a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who was given the nomad identity, but who already had a long history with the Captain America myth. He was a huge Captain America fan and met him while at school. Actually, it wasn't Steve Rogers. It was a super soldier created for the Korean War who had undergone plastic surgery to look just like the real thing. An incident with the Red Skull made this fake Rogers and young Jack take a dangerous super soldier serum, Jack acting as the new Bucky. But this serum was imperfect and made the soldiers insane. So when the duo ran out of communists to fight, they turned on people just suspected of being commies. Ew. Eventually, they were put into suspended animation, and S.H.I.E.L.D. cured Jack of the serum side effects. And he sought out the original Cap and became his apprentice and partner, but then struck out on his own using his throwing stun discs and super soldier physique to put the hurt on criminals. Like Steve Rogers, Jack is a man out of time, coming from the conformist 1950s. He's frustrated by what's acceptable in the 1980s and has a hard time keeping his temper in check. Over time, and because Cap was such a hero to him, he's gotten rid of his prejudices, but he's still macho and old-fashioned, especially when it comes to women with whom he can be possessive. Ew. Pictured throwing discs, punching guards, and in his James Dean-inspired civilian clothes.
Hello.
Yeah.
We also get diagrams of the stun disc. Now, all the stuff where he's a jerk, that may be like how they define him later than this, like in the 90s or something. Like in the 90s, they really wanted him to be an anti-hero. So I'm not sure at this point he's such a bastard. I think I'd only read like one story with him in it. I can't confirm. But sources say that's his personality over time.
You forgot to mention the diagram or whatever.
No,
his
I
butt.
Think
I... Yes, the diagram of his butt.
The butt.
Yes.
Butt!
It is quite detailed.
He's got the the Captain America.
No, it's peach
America's ass.
Yeah, it's a peach emoji.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
He could have been the mascot for our high schools.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, says I, because I didn't go at the same high school, but we had the same colors.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, not me. We had Captain Mar-Vell.
I'm really kind of sad that he's like not nice, because yeah. I actually really like the vibe.
Like, it was going well, and then it was like, oh, poor him, or like, oh, that's unfortunate, and it's like, oh, that's better, and then it went bad, and then it went bad.
Well, think of him
worse.
As, like, one of the men in Mad Men, or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
he's, like, from another period.
Awesome. I that's fine, but also, like, I don't want to be around that at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's,
I don't want that in my life.
Also, can we just take a moment to discuss the comically large buttons?
Yes. I like that.
You throw them, right? It's a shield.
Oh, but they're so funny.
Is that
what's happening?
Yeah, look, there's one missing.
What gets me, though?
Oh.
Those shields are huge. The cape is tiny. Yeah. Yeah. The V is deep
it's
cut.
It's so deep.
The belt is asymmetrical.
Huge. Oh, the whole suit is an N.
Yes.
And look, it's...
I feel like this
outfit... Oh, that's so cool. Yes, I love him.
That's funny.
What?
This outfit is for me.
Oh, no, I see it.
Oh,
what? Look at the belt. Another N. But a subtle one.
I hate it.
I love the N. I hate him.
I had noticed the shortness of the cape, but I can't get over it.
The proportions on this one are so bizarre. And obviously, like, the boots are huge. Like, it's all
But
it's
in,
all
the,
very
in the frame
weird.
Fighting... The officers or whatever, it seems to be a longer cape.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he just couldn't find his cape, so he had to stop at the local Toys R Us.
No, he put it in the dryer.
Yeah, he shrunk.
It could be short here.
You mean?
Where,
yeah, this one looks a bit short.
A woman put it in the dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Those women.
Yeah, 1950s America's Hulk. Ass is
shorter.
That's a shorter.
He looks really hot in like the James Dean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dear God, yes.
That's good.
That's those are some very square shoulders.
I want that jacket.
Yes, please.
I would dress
around
like
me
this.
With him in it.
I don't like the helmet. I don't like that the hair is exposed. Like I don't know. Like
I'm okay with that.
Sometimes it works. I think maybe if I didn't see part of the forehead,
if it reached his hairline.
Yeah,
I don't mind that the hair is exposed. For me, I don't like that it's around his neck, but
yeah.
It's not attached to the suit.
I wish it was just his face.
So it's like you were wearing a turtleneck And then there was like a huge open part in the front. It's like, why is this covered just in isolation?
Why do girls wear chokers?
Yes, but chokers aren't like 20 centimeters long.
I mean, if you go back time enough.
It does feel like he's very naked under, like, around his neck.
It does feel like really exposed.
There's an element of like, you forgot a piece of your wardrobe.
It's, mm-hmm. I think it's because it's not just deep, it's also kind of wide. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes further to the side than it would expect. Yeah.
How does it stay in place?
What do you mean?
Discs.
Hero physics.
Double-sided tape.
But I feel like it reminds me of hockey players, and they're supposed to wear like a neck guard, and some don't. It's always been jarring to me to see like a hockey player and his equipment and like all burly, and then you just see like a little tiny neck.
It just feels a little silly because they're so covered.
Yeah, and because of the padding, everything is so wide, and there's like tiny, tiny neck.
It like breaks the illusion.
I also
like the hair. Good hair.
It's a little outrageous. But that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
The hair?
He looks like he would say a hero thing out loud. Like, he seems like he would be the kind of guy that just like, I'm here to save you all! Like, he would like have like a sort of cliche catchphrase as he walked on the scene.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd expect me to take way too much care of myself. And the home.
And
his meals.
I'm sorry, himself. I'm not vacuuming for this man.
No. Well. I could not be with somebody with, like, traditional values, frankly. I'm sorry, it's just not in the cards for me.
Now imagine me that. Not working.
You would yellow wallpaper real fast.
I need something to keep me from thinking about things.
Time was not kind to him. I think he ended up on the wrong end of the Winter Soldier's gun.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So,
so he's dead, so it doesn't matter?
Is Nomad.
Wait, hold on. We did not laugh at him about the disc thing. That is such a silly power. I'm sorry.
It's like...
Was it better when Captain America was doing it?
Well, that's a shield.
No. I mean, at some point...
Oh, he also had discs.
Captain America was Nomad, so...
Oh, he also had discs?
No, it's...
Well, it's like, okay. He wasn't running around with the shield with the Patriot.
You see? And now that doesn't bother me. Because historically he's had a shield, so it would make sense that he would want something to throw like that. Mm-hmm. But he can't use a shield because that's too obvious.
So mini frisbees. So
that, it doesn't bother me as much because it's like, you know what, that's in your skill set. But this dude is just that choice.
Okay, so what, he just throws it and it hits people in the head and that's it?
It's just like a bad...
So it's a boomerang.
It's like a boomerang disc.
So this is just another boomerang.
Look at all these people being disced.
They're not. Are they? I think they're getting punched.
Oh, maybe they're being punched. Yeah, you're right.
Because the disc is on his chest.
He's disking here.
But there's no one...
They're like skeets, I guess.
I wish there was like a Grecian link to the disc usage. I could live with that.
That'd be cool.
But why is he called Nomad?
Yeah.
Because when Captain America did it, he went on a trek across America and he found his roots again.
Yeah.
He was called Nomad.
It is really funny that they put a diagram of the discs.
And you see how it's weighed. There's like these weights to make sure it...
It kind of goes in the right place.
Right, because you know how frisbees are.
Yeah, you don't want a frisbee in battle.
Once I almost got hit in the head with a frisbee, it was scary. It just grazed like the side
like
of my head.
Like a frisbee or like one of those discs?
No, a frisbee.
Okay.
People were playing Ultimate Frisbee, as you do. And it just sort of like just grazed the side of my head.
It wouldn't feel good.
It didn't feel good and it didn't hit me, so...
Do these physics hold up, I wonder?
Yes. I'm pretty sure they don't.
Any doctorates in the audience telling us about physics?
Okay, if the center of gravity is displayed, will it create the shape and tend to lift with distance? I don't know.
I'm just reading it. I just thought like, oh my god, Elise really knows about this.
Yes, I can tell that this pattern is an epicycloid phylite pattern.
I love that that's the most eccentric center.
Yeah.
They've identified it. Yes. Most eccentric.
The other one's very traditional. Yeah.
Like him.
So is Nomad hot or not?
Not.
Conflicted.
Another
here.
One or physical and
mental. Yeah, I'm conflicted here because, like, I'm into, like, the man out of time trope. I do like that. I think that's fun. I think it can create good conflict. It's just unfortunate that it's like, oh, but the conflict is sexism. That's a bit of a bummer.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter how hot they are. If they're sexist to the point where it's like, woman, go fetch me a meal. Like, no. I will bring your meal out of my own will. If you tell me, fuck that. Meal in your face.
Yeah, like, I want to feed you out of love, not out of duty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, in the story, you would love him.
No, I would not.
I don't think I would.
But then you wouldn't date him.
Exactly. Yeah. I think aesthetically, though, I do like it, and I feel like I want this outfit because it's ends everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Natalie.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so good. You should do that.
I'm not. I claim it back as a woman. Yeah.
You know what? Even like physically, it's no for me. Nah.
But what about this one with his big hands?
The red jacket, yes.
I like him though. I think he's attractive. He's not too, like, overly buff. He's got.
What? He's pretty buff.
He's buff, but not in like a obnoxious
way. Not in a scary way.
I don't know. Look at his back. Not at his butt. At his back.
It's impossible. I can't not look at his butt.
It's physically impossible to look away.
But he does just a little bit remind me of a pirate.
What? Actually, it reminds us of a pirate we've seen before.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, there was a pirate guy.
Oh, the swashbuckling.
Yes.
O'Share?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. What a pirate.
It's because the cut of the top part of the outfit,
oh, yeah.
If he had like a blouse, like a pirate
shirt.
Blouse,
pirate
and,
shirt.
It's, and it's open, and the boots.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it's like if Zorro was a pirate. And I like it personally.
I am perfect. I am nomad.
All right.
Oh, North Star.
Yes, North Star.
I said trying to look like I remember.
It says so on the page. North Star. Jean-Paul Beaubier is the other half of Aurora and North Star, the super-fast flying twins from Quebec who are members of Alpha Flight. An Olympic skier by day, Jean-Paul was, sometime during his teenage years, apparently a member of the FLQ, Quebec's Liberation Front.
No!
Jean-Paul,
no!
For people who don't know at home.
Jean-Paul, you're a Quebecer terrorist!
Oh my god.
They committed some domestic terrorist acts in the 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, that's some Canadian history for
well,
you.
Well, on the network, people would know because Plastique is a Firestorm villain and she was in the FLQ. In the 80s for some no good reason.
Oh,
so anyway, it makes no sense. Anyways, so this was one of North Star's secrets. But not the only one.
Okay.
As he was always played as tight-lipped and stoic, even if in his public life he was a party boy. His other secret, of course, was that he was gay. Marvel's first openly gay hero, in fact.
That's nice.
Oh, Jean-Paul.
And since 2012, he's been married to Kyle Jenadu, an old friend of Aurora's, who handles Jean-Paul's press and marketing. Ooh. North Star is more at peace since he's come out, but fans best know him as Alpha Flight's resident jerk. He never, ever accepted any of Aurora's lovers and giving everyone a hard time. He's pictured flying at super speeds over the Oratoire Saint-Joseph in Montreal in that one.
My god!
Yeah, also, in one shot, crashing through a window, and in another, slamming Wild Child into a wall.
Man, there's a lot of, like, whiplash in this one.
I wish he had a second last name. That would feel more true.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, Jean-Paul Beaubier Bilodeau.
C'est ça.
Well, maybe he's married, so. Jenadu.
Oh, that works. Yeah. Jean-Paul Beaubier Jenadu.
Yes, because it's very Quebec. Not only have two last names, but one of them is from, like.
Yeah. Another country.
Another country.
Another.
Yep.
Another culture. Yeah.
Full Quebec.
It
full
is
Quebec.
Really funny to imagine him with just like a really strong Quebec accent. To be honest, that's very funny.
I don't know why, but I was looking at the page and probably because it's my mother's name, but my eyes went directly to Raymond Belmonde. That's a name.
Wow, that's a good name.
Raymond Belmonde, who taught him how to ski.
Famous ski coach, Raymond Belmonde.
It's like, it's the most ridiculous name I've ever
heard. The French in the Alpha Flight comics originally, not very good. So
I can imagine.
He never spoke as a Quebecer. He was always saying, I mentioned this when we talked about Aurora as well, they would go sapristi and, you know, shit like that. That's sapristi. Not French patois that is not at all French Canadian.
Well, yeah. Quebecers do say sacristi.
Sacristi? Mm-hmm. Mwah, but pas sapristi.
No. No peas.
No. I don't know if they could have gone, you know, gotten they away with tabarnak or whatever.
Why? They're classics. Yeah.
It's really I know, but you
comics
think,
code.
Like what about asti?
Like it's still
religious content.
It is still religious, but it doesn't look the same. What's an asti in English?
A the holy bread. Wafer or a...
The yeah. bread.
The yeah. bread.
The bread stuff.
The round crust.
All they had to say
it
was...
It is the Eucharist.
They just needed sti. Yes. STI.
You're right.
Sti.
Sti. That's sti. True.
Sti could have
worked. Yeah, but sti.
Ça fait sti. Almost. But yeah, no, it was always like zut alors. It was something like
that. No!
Zut alors.
No.
I'm picturing any Quebecer saying zut alors is my favorite thing.
That just kind of makes me think of...
Zut alors.
The fighter.
Oh, yes, you mean the cook.
Yes. Batruc. Like, for us, it was very funny. Because he's clearly from Quebec.
What does he play? A Belgian?
No, he plays an Algerian.
He's Algerian, which makes no sense. So it was very funny to watch that movie because, like, you're just speaking 100% in your accent, and this is hilarious.
Yeah, it really felt like
It was great for us. We did laugh.
Tabarnak, Capitaine Amérique.
You could tell who in the theater were bilingual just by the reaction. See, this could create a riot.
Oh,
what? Bourdieu was also a member of a radical French-Canadian separatist group.
Boo.
They would not like to be called French-Canadians de Quebec.
Yes, that feels a little...
Yeah,
it's French-Canadian throughout, and it's like, oh no.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's really
he's
funny,
He's part
actually.
Of a group that wants to separate, and they're calling him French-Canadian, yeah, which
that
is
funny.
Yeah, but then this is also
context.
Part of... Like, if you don't know what's happening here,
that
sort of assumes that French-Canadians are all from Quebec. Which
yes,
is which something is, we often face.
Yeah, that is that's also infuriating.
Yeah.
So we talked a lot about French culture.
Yeah, of course.
Let's talk about
the
North Star.
I really like the outfit.
It does look like a skier's outfit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is appropriate and frankly just looks really cool.
I really like it. I like both where the... Stars? Yeah. Sorry,
points?
I didn't get that out.
The points of the star?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. I like the way the points of the stars sort of like reach out.
And like the one around his waist, like kind of highlights his waist, which
it's
is cool.
It makes it very dynamic. Like, and there's a part that's pointing to the crotch.
Every good outfit.
Yeah.
Good crotches.
I have questions about his eyes.
He's strangely drawn there, but like I think like the better
when you look at
the better picture is the one in Montreal.
Like he looks like Spock. The eyebrows are so sharp.
He has pointed ears.
He does?
He does? Yeah.
Both twins.
Oh.
As all Quebecers do.
I mean, they're mutants.
That's how you tell them.
They're mutants, but there was the storyline where it was revealed that they were from Fairyland. Anyway, let's forget about that one, especially in the context of the character being gay.
Definitely not.
I was gonna say, is that a suburb of Toronto?
Oh. Wow, it is cool to see like landscapes. You know,
known landscapes.
Yeah. I feel like, especially in these panels, it tends to be more like abstract. Like they're just fighting
in
the blank space, but. It's kind of cool to see some detail.
And I like the way he speeds through light over here.
Mm-hmm. And what is his powers?
For super speed and flight.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. Super speed and flight or super speed in flight?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Mm. Because does he, like, super speed while he skis?
Oh, that's awesome.
Cheating!
I'm just saying.
Just because he can doesn't mean he does.
I'm not saying in competition, but, like, in his free time.
Does he do everything super fast? Or just flying?
Oh, sex could be bad.
Yeah, but the fact that we have a vagina would make it better.
It would be very uninteresting.
I forgot.
Whoa, his theoretical maximum potential speed is 99% of the speed of light.
Wow.
Except he can't
reach it. What? Because even a fraction of such velocity of a solid object through Earth's atmosphere would wreak havoc on the atmosphere and on the land or sea below.
So basically he could do it, but he would really fuck us all up.
Sounds like they're just padding the entry. He has these powers, but he doesn't really, but he's never used them, but he wouldn't.
He could, but he
just doesn't want to, doesn't feel like it.
Moreover, he would be unable to breathe, and his body would be severely damaged by the ravages of wind.
So he doesn't have friction. That power. What are you talking about,
Mahatma? Yeah, it's bizarre.
I wish there was a part like that in all entries, just like, he could, like, destroy this, but he would die, so he doesn't.
Yeah. See, presumably.
When he carries a passenger,
okay. And it's in quotation marks, he doesn't go more than 60 miles per hour in order then his passenger may breathe easily. It's very suspicious how they say passenger in quotation marks.
Is it his boyfriend?
I don't know.
Or they enemies.
Or he's kidnapped someone.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe. He must fly around with people sometimes.
It's just when you have someone in your arms, you don't call them passengers.
Why call them anything? It just says another unprotected human being aloft. Then you can just say they, them for the rest of the paragraph.
You see, your communications is coming up.
Oh no! My communications is showing!
An interesting thing, he can move parts of his body at superhuman speed. So he could, like, just trigger it in his arm to punch you at the speed of light. Not of light, but whatever. You
know, not of light, because then he's a skeleton hand.
Exactly. Yeah. Another thing, apparently...
But real fast.
When I did not remember the thing about holding hands with his sister.
Yeah, if they hold hands, they glow. But then, by this point, they couldn't do that anymore because Aurora changed her powers to divorce herself from her brother.
To divorce.
Can't say I blame her.
What's his boyfriend like?
Well, he's really cool.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Good for you. Said he's the first person, like...
He was the first openly gay superhero.
That is really nice. That's cool.
Openly in his world, or we openly, like, everyone
in the world, there is a panel, very cheesy panel from the 90s, where he goes, because I'm gay! You know, like, it's like...
Is there a Canadian flag in the background? And two men getting married?
It wasn't subtle, let's say. Yeah. It wasn't subtle, but...
Either.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to be direct. Cool that he was Canadian, too.
Yeah.
Although, I guess to an extent, maybe it feels like we're not going to, like, make, like, Captain America gay kind of thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Oh. Was there rumors between him and Bucky?
No, not with Bucky, but...
Who?
Just go online.
No!
America gay? You'll find information.
No, we'll find things,
bro. I feel like if I go Captain America gay, I'm going to get some weird shit.
But I'm willing to take the risk.
My phone is my work phone.
Who has he been linked to?
Well, romantically?
Yeah.
The husband.
Yeah. And no other... superheroes? What about with Wolverine and Cyclops' fun thing with Jean Grey?
Those are the X-Men.
What's your point?
He's in Alpha Flight. They're not even in the same country.
Surely it's impossible to travel to a different country.
It is. Are you saying that if two people are gay in the same universe, then obviously they had to date?
No, I'm just wondering if he dated anyone before getting married, because that is sad to
me. I'm saying distance isn't that much of a problem.
No, not in his case. No.
99% of the speed of light, theoretically.
Alpha Flight was all dead for a while, so there's like a gap where where you can't date.
I love this panel where he's breaking through the glass, by the way. I enjoy it a lot. It's very cool looking.
I like that he has his foot in front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I like the position, I like the shattered glass. I think it's well done.
Anyway, I do like his hair. I wanted to say that one side is flippy and one isn't.
That's very real.
That's literally what my hair does. Nice. I just get one side that flips, so I feel like, represented here.
It looks like those guys who wear those hats, the caps, and it all flips.
Oh, yeah. The wings. Like every boy when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming back.
I know.
It is.
I find his costume looks really cool in flight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that the star is cutting across.
Yeah.
And, like, his legs are disappearing.
I like him.
Okay, let me ask, because now we're talking about a former FLQ
member.
Oh,
shit! No, I forgot about that!
And you did say he was a jerk, and I forgot about that as well.
Like, when you say former, like...
Well, the FLQ doesn't exist anymore,
yeah,
so...
I know, but like, is he still a sovereignist?
Does he still have these thoughts?
I prefer the term separatist, and I will stand by it. But no, I don't think that it's not an issue anymore.
Okay.
That's still quite a jump. Like, how can you go from, like...
As a youth.
His parents died young. He was in foster care.
Okay.
Yeah. I get it.
If you're a terrorist as a youth...
I blame Louis Martin.
We don't know what he did. He might not have committed crimes. He could have just supported.
He could have just been at one rally and wasn't.
I mean, wasn't the FLQ like 12 people or something?
Yeah.
It was very small.
Yes, one of them could go to the speed of light. So.
I'm gonna give him a pass on that and still say hot. I really like the outfit. I think it looks cool, and there's a lot about him that I like.
And pride flags, yeah.
I kind of like that he's black and white, but also part of pride.
Right. And I think the contrast really makes the star part shine.
Oh, maybe for Pride Month, he could have a different color for each of the points of the stars.
That would be really cool.
Or like cute.
He could like do rainbow light. It would be like a rainbow on the thing.
Give me Marvel on the phone!
I like the thought that we think of all this and he has the same costume but has one tiny rainbow pin. And that's it. He's like, yes, this is my pin. And that is all.
I love him. I do.
But he's from Quebec.
I love that it's not the terrorism, it's not the jerk.
But it does come with quality.
I think he's from Montreal.
Yeah, which is not...
Okay. So that's different. A little bit.
I mean, when I say he was a jerk, and we also say he was a Quebecer...
It's like, that goes hand in hand.
I mean, it's a kind of national spirit.
So, I can't wait to go to the beach and see him in a Speedo.
I hope there's still a star on it.
Oh, yes, it's just right on his crotch.
That's awesome. No, he's hot.
Because he was a jerk to the other Alphans, but then I think that was supposed to be Quebec's relationship to other provinces. I think that's what they actually were
Quebecers
going
for. Quebecers are very abrasive, and that can be very jarring for people that aren't like from that culture.
I mean, you just have to go to Mexico, and they call anyone that has a French accent, a French-Canadian accent, the El Tabarnaco.
Oh, no!
Do they really do that? Especially on resorts, yes.
Oh, that's crazy!
Yeah. I thought...
I will never speak French again
in Mexico.
I thought Quebecers went to Florida. But anyway, that's something I heard actually told my parents. Like, someone was working in a resort and was like, yeah, no, you don't want to associate with them. Because they asked. They actually asked them, oh, so you're from Quebec? And they were like, no, we're French-Canadian from the Maritimes. And they're like, okay, good.
That's so funny.
No. Wow. Quebecers, you need to fix your reputation.
Yeah, your PR is not doing great. Oh.
And we're not helping.
Nope.
Nova.
Ooh. Scotia.
Galactus's newest herald when Uhatmu came out was Nova, who wields the power cosmic with a focus on flame and heat. She is really Frankie Ray, one-time girlfriend of the Human Torch and stepdaughter of the man who invented the original android Human Torch. So, it was kind of fated that she would have an accident with her stepdad's chemicals and that would give her Human Torch-like powers. That's her in the red and orange number. Having read all about how the Silver Surfer had sacrificed himself so Galactus didn't eat his planet, and looking for the biggest adventure possible, Frankie made the same choice when Galactus came back to Earth. After her transformation into a herald, she took the name Nova. Frankie isn't just awed by Galactus. She kind of has a crush on him and is always trying to impress him. She doesn't think twice about leading him to inhabited worlds so long as Earth is kept off the menu. Pictured flying through space, being gifted with power, fighting spaceships, and getting orders from the World Devourer himself.
I love the image with the hand in the back.
Yes.
Is it so Galactus? Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. A lot of the images with fire is like, yeah. That's badass.
I think I prefer when it's the orange. I think I prefer the look of that than the, like, shiny metallic one.
Okay, but why is she orange and yellow like that? The good fire and the human torch is still raw meat.
Because ladies need to be sexy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
They need to have boobs and butts that aren't fleshy.
But her hair looks awesome in that version.
It kind of looks like she's, like, cosplaying different Pokemon in this. Like, when she's in this, she's, like, Magmar, and then she's also, like, Ponyta.
I love it.
What is she doing in this butt picture?
She's flying, but that's, like, her thighs. Like, we're seeing from, like, she's flying on top of us. That's how I see it. But I do
what?
Get... Yes, I do get. Yeah. I do get the butt.
It right. Definitely, yeah.
Hold on. Like, her vagina's here.
Yeah, but...
It looks like a butt.
Yeah.
She's flying towards spaceships.
Oh, I see it. I see it now.
Like, okay. She's, like,
she's very limber, huh?
Yes.
But it does look like she would be laying down, lifting her legs.
Her thighs are really rounded, so that's confusing.
Okay, I see it now. I had... It took me a while to see.
I also thought she was just, like, in half.
Just, like, doing a yoga pose.
You know what? I find this complete nothing that she's wearing as a herald so much sexier than the women who wear almost nothing. Like, yeah. The fact that it's just purely nothing is very hot.
Yeah, she looks great.
It's interesting that there's flames sort of, like, on her hips. That's not a place we see flames often.
But it's like from her butt.
Oh, yeah.
Her butt is sexy. Boom.
But yeah. So she did not receive the memo that you're not supposed to fall in love with coworkers?
Mm. Or the boss?
Not even, well, even
who worse. Received that memo? Do you know how many couples are at my work? It's upsetting.
I like that we do get that message. Like, every once in a while, like, I don't remember we had one, but at the same time, like, there's people in our department, in other departments that are dating, or people that get promoted, and then you find out, like, oh, her husband is now the boss of that department, so that's why she got promoted. So it's just like, we get these emails, but also it's like, it's everywhere in the company, so it's bullshit.
We joke that it's a dating service. When we went home, for COVID at the start, I realized how many people actually were dating. Because I was like, oh, you're
on the same screen.
But in this case,
yeah,
it's never going to be consummated. Galactus is...
Which is the best kind of love.
You're the boss, statement. I mean.
You want to lust after your boss. You don't want to sleep with your boss.
No, then you're the floozy. It ruins the whole dynamic.
If I get promotions.
In this case, I don't think she can really get promoted.
I know.
I'm trying to see her actual butt.
Oh, it's a good butt. It's a good butt.
It looks like a butt.
She's like constantly inflamed. That must be annoying.
What kind of furniture do you buy?
She doesn't need any furniture.
She just floats in space.
She's self-sufficient. The power cosmic does everything.
Does she sleep?
Doesn't need to.
But can she?
But sleeping
is so great. I can guarantee you that if I didn't have to sleep, I'd still sleep.
Does she eat? Can I bring her out on a restaurant date?
She doesn't need to.
Well,
it's one of those where it's like, I don't feel like there's any chance that we would actually hang out.
No, I doubt it.
I don't see where we'd meet.
Yeah.
No meet cute.
Eventually, she got a little more empathy for the people that she was leading Galactus to.
Yeah, that's a
so you got rid of her.
I don't think I could do that job.
Exterminating planets?
No, but, like, being the person who, like, chooses. Because, like, he would just destroy any friggin' planet, right? Like, whatever. But she kind of has to lead him to... She has to choose, like, well, fuck these people. Like, that could not
that
do.
That sucks. I couldn't
do the planets have to be inhabited?
Yes.
Is it your tastier? Because he eats the biosphere. So it's got to have something. There has to be life.
Salty.
So... Is the silver skin part of what Galactus is giving you as a power when you become a herald?
I don't know.
They don't all have that.
Okay.
But, yes.
Because I thought the Silver Surfer was unique, but now I'm seeing this and I'm like...
She's the sequel. But, like, Fire Lord doesn't have the...
Oh, you know what? I think the sequel is better than the original in this case. I mean, look at those boobs.
She has good boobs.
Yeah, good butt, too.
Well, if it's boobs, the metric, that's not fair to the Silver Surfer.
Have you listened to this podcast? If you have boobs, there's like a 90% chance we'll like you.
Very good.
Is Nova hot or not?
Hot. Sure. In all senses, frankly.
Hot like the fire.
Hot, but from afar.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see her ever because that probably means I'm going to die. Yeah. Right?
We're all gonna die.
Yes, but I don't want it to be today. If I can avoid it.
Is it instantaneous? Like, no. How?
No, or does no. He, like, he builds a machine that turns everything into energy that he can eat.
Oh, it doesn't, like, take a bite out of it.
Like an apple? Just, like,
grab the planet. Just...
Oh my god, no. That would be horrible.
Even though there's a lot of, like, t-shirts with that on it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that.
So, wait, every time he has to build a machine?
There's a machine, and it gives, like, the Fantastic Four or whoever a chance to stop him.
I guess that's one of those scenarios where it's, like, you know, people ask, like, I always find those images so funny on Twitter. It's just like the planet and there's like a huge like asteroid and half the planet is already on fire, and then the thing is like, what would you do when this happens? Like, probably die. Actually, I would just die, let's yeah. be honest. But it would be weird to know in advance that you're probably going to die.
The Fantastic Four didn't have a chance, or the Avengers, or whoever you want.
But do they stop them every time?
Yes, because they're still on Earth.
No, I don't mean...
Oh, you mean the other planets?
Yes,
no.
That's what I mean.
It's up to their superheroes.
I'm not talking about Earth. Like,
other planets.
But, like, those planets, man. That sucks.
It has to happen, because otherwise you would be running out of nutrients and
what
die.
Happens if he doesn't eat? Does he disintegrate? Does he get tinier and tinier and tinier?
Oh, that guy's tiny, this dude.
That would be really awesome. Cute.
You should be writing these comics.
I want to eat a planet!
No dessert for you.
He gets weaker and more desperate.
But he still has this big chair.
So he'll just, like, eat, like, a planet that just has grass on it. It's like, well, it's better than nothing.
Probably.
We have to remember that, like, this guy has a spaceship that's as big as a solar system.
My god.
So... that's too big. There's too many rooms in there.
But, like, you have to assume he's not using most of those rooms, right? Like, what the hell?
But, like, if that ship is as big, can he have the machine in there? Why does he have to build it every time? That's
you're
what
right.
that's
no, what gets he's me. Giving like, you the tour, on. Like, this is the billiards room.
He has a different room for every death machine he's ever built.
Oh, yeah. And you see them. They become collectibles.
The collector's gonna come find this dude.
Oh, and this, yeah. And this chick loves him. Like, she has the hots.
Yeah, that makes her a lot more questionable.
He has a big house, a cool chair,
a solid career.
Look at that hat.
He has power in his beard.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, it's everything you ever want.
You know he's taller than you.
I don't care about
some
that.
Some people care about height, care about you know. That.
He gave her silver skin.
I mean, if someone could fix my rosacea and acne, I'd be very happy.
See?
But would you fall in love with them?
They fixed your skin, but they occasionally eat a planet. You know? It's a trade-off.
Do they play an instrument?
I wish this guy played like a flute.
In my head, he plays like a mandolin.
Ooh. Oh,
she's hot.
Yes.
But... has questionable taste.
Questionable taste.
As many of us are known
I was about to say, like, I can't judge. Blame her because my tastes at times are absolutely trash.
We love our trash.
No, we don't anymore.
Aww.
Until the next garbage day. Okay.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Art credits: Nimrod by John Romita Jr., Nitro by Jim Starlin, Nomad by Mike Zeck, North Star by John Byrne, Nova by John Byrne.
In 2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up?
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1?
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents...
of course...
supervillain team up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag.
Woo!
the right. bag of the sea mail.
Oh god, what? I thought you were gonna say something else.
Of the sea mail.
It's gonna be semen.
Yep, me too.
Comments about episode 82, Necra, New Mutants, Nightcrawler, Nightmare, and Nightshade. Start with Necra. Captain Entropy says, I had the same response as the girls. The artist can draw real women, and Necra is all the hotter for it. Jonathan Riddle says, I'm fascinated by the relationship between Necra and the Grim Reaper. Given her penchant for Death Shroud trappings, the name, Morticia Adams' costume, voodoo, and Kali worship, I wonder if she fell for Grim Reaper, thinking his skull chest emblem and scythe hand made him a bad boy. I want to believe Necra ditched him upon realizing she is way more hardcore than he is. Mike Dynas has been sitting on his question for a while, I think. He says, how? How does that stay on? I'm not complaining, but how? Because I'm a clueless male. What is double-sided tape?
It's exactly what you think it is.
I thought is it actually tape that you stick to your body? Wouldn't that hurt taking it off?
Yes.
Yes and yes.
Let me finish. Wouldn't the sweat break down the stickiness?
Yes.
I have so many questions. And are those the answers or all yes?
Yes.
Wait. I'm sure Josie has the answers.
As a performer of various things, I use double-sided tape quite often. It is tape that is sticky on both sides. It hurts like a bitch to take off. If it is strong enough, it will hold during the performance. More pain at the end.
But and yes, if you're sweating a lot, like if you're wearing it for a long time, you gotta be careful.
Like, and if you run out, never resort to other tapes.
No, I've done that.
Like essentially, like you put it on your pasties. 2 minutes before the show, you put them on, you go on, take them off after. Like, that's the end.
It's like a pretty strong adhesive. You're not, it's not like...
When you rip off your skin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean...
Because I was reading a...
It would hurt.
I'm reading a making of the Star Trek, and a lot of the costumes in the original Trek, they're just holding on by pins and tape. There's an actress who's bleeding out.
I can only imagine...
I mean, you could... It's depending.
Yeah, if you need to wear it every day, yes, and every day you have the same irritation that's coming on. Of course.
Yeah, I bet that would irritate your skin more than anything, and then eventually just break down the skin.
Yeah. As a single time use, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because obviously Josie wears it sometimes. She's not. Is your skin still there?
Well, your skin is not.
No.
My skin condition doesn't like it, but everything's still there. Sometimes it rips out a hair, but that's a free...
Sometimes it rips out a nipple.
It just takes off the hair, so it's back on, and it's a free wax.
To be fair, sometimes double-sided tape is more modest and more practical. Like, I sometimes use it so that I don't have too big of a cleavage.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have dresses that just fall open.
It helps keep things in place.
Those dresses that have, like, really, really deep V's that just goes down to, like, the belly button? You're like, how does that stay on? Often there's, like, tape just, like, to the sides.
I like you. It's for modesty and me, it's for pasting.
Well, it's just for work. If I'm going out on the town, then no.
It's also for work.
So hopefully that answers your question, Mike. And Ange's bad pun of the month.
Oh, yay.
I can't believe there was no necrophilia comment.
Oh, God.
That was not a good one, Ange. I'm usually a fan, but not today.
Too dark. New Mutants. Jonathan Riddle says, I think I unfairly snubbed the New Mutants back in the 80s. To me, the X-Men were the superhero team, so I didn't see any purpose in this junior league. It's only as an adult that I've come to appreciate these characters, especially Wolfsbane. And Mike Dynas says, if I wasn't reading X-Men because of the overwrought drama, because he wasn't. He wasn't reading X-Men because of the overwrought drama. Says, I really didn't read New Mutants because of the drama and the childish whining. Having said that, Warlock is the best of them all, and I enjoy his stories. Hashtag, what's your thing? I'm good at listening only to fantastic podcasts.
Aww.
Yes, you are.
Suck up.
Certified.
Nightcrawler, Captain Entropy, always loved him. He says, there's a lot of interesting and even admirable characters in comics, but few would make a better friend in real life than Nightcrawler. Jonathan Riddle says, I'm surprised Sisko neglected a vital detail about Nightcrawler's anatomy.
How could you?
His entire body is coated with a fine blue fur, inspiring the X-Men to nickname him Fuzzy Elf. I imagine touching his bare skin would feel like the surface of a ripe peach. I wonder if that detail would make a hot character even hotter.
I like that.
I also like it.
Would it tickle?
Probably a little, yeah. That's nice.
I like that.
But it's beyond, like, people peach fuzz, right? Yeah. So, like, maybe a kiwi?
Well, that's a little bit more that's abrasive, prickly. Too. Yeah.
I like kiwis.
It's probably like a shotgun's dog, you know, like the very...
He's very soft.
Right? He's like just a very, yeah. very...
Short
hair. Brian Ciufo adds, imagine all the things that could be drawn on him by changing the direction of those fibers.
Oh my god.
That's so wonderful. Fun.
Mike Dynas here says, considering I was somewhat against the X-Men, again, I don't know why I gravitated to Excalibur, which I found a joy to read. I really liked Nightcrawler in that series and always felt bad for him because the British public just assumed he was the devil. Isamu Yukinori says, I can't get the What Extremity Is Touching Me song out of my head. I mean, his fault.
I don't even remember the song.
It was like...
That one line. That was all that was, but somehow it's become an earworm.
Sounds like us.
Talk about Nightmare. Jonathan Riddle, has anyone else looked at Nightmare?
No.
A dream lord with bone white skin and an untamed Robert Smith haircut and thought he resembled Morpheus from Neil Gaiman's The Sandman? Perhaps Morpheus once visited Steve Ditko in his sleep and Nightmare is how the comics legend interpreted this encounter. Then again, Morpheus may enjoy slumming it on occasion and traverse through the Marvel Universe to antagonize a supremely pompous sorcerer every now and then. The Sandman is just about the hit TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like the ugly version.
No.
And then there's Nightshade. A lot of talk about Nightshade, surprisingly. Chris Franklin put up an image of a Captain America toy with a Caucasian-colored nightshade on it.
That's what I was thinking, actually, yeah.
And it's an absurd suction cup and duck targets that have nothing to do with anything. Not even a Captain America logo on it. It's just like they put Captain America on a toy.
Yeah.
Like a dollar store type of thing.
That's baffling.
Does it say as seen on TV? So, I mean, it's like Captain America had those TV movies in the 70s.
And he was shooting ducks.
And shooting gallery.
The American is shooting ducks with suction cups.
And Nightshade. Like, this is obviously a little kid's toy, but Nightshade's in her underwear here. You know, it's like, what is this?
And why did they make her white?
She white.
Wow.
Baron Bite says, at that time, Captain America and Falcon were fighting a lot of Black Power activists. Harlem criminals and rioters reacting to the events of the civil rights movement. So she makes a lot more sense in that context. If you think that makes sense, that Captain America and the Falcon were against the civil rights.
Yeah, that's very strange. Mm-hmm.
Captain Entropy says Nightshade, a.k.a. Deadly Nightshade, a.k.a. Dr. Nightshade. She's a super interesting villain who's been fleshed out more and even done some hero work.
I see her flesh.
In a comic called Occupy Avengers in recent years, Gabrielle Dennis portrayed her well on the Luke Cage TV show, and like everyone on that show, no one had any question whether she was hot or not. I watched that show. I remember the character and the actress. I did not realize that was supposed to be Nightshade. She's got like an herbal store and she makes like these voodoo concoctions. Okay, it's not
right.
It's not this.
It's probably that she's called Tilda Johnson.
Yeah, she's called Tilda Johnson, and if the show had gone on, like she was like kind of turning villainous.
Oh, okay.
So I think maybe she would have become more of a
more
like Nightshade. But that show used a lot of names from the comics that had nothing to do.
Okay.
Ange says, hard to call her hot when she looks like she's 13.
Mm. She does look young, I agree.
Mike W. says, Nightshade's Power Man Iron Fist story is the same one where they fought the eel. Nightshade looked way different in that story as she was in civilian clothes and drawn with a different hairstyle. I included it. Check out the images here if you want to see the look.
I want that outfit.
She looks so cute.
Yeah, she's very cute there.
That hair is gorgeous.
I'll put it up in the image gallery as well. And then Mike Dynas says, I've never come across this character before, but it doesn't help the stereotype of comics when, in this issue, the two men are fully clothed and the two women are scantily clad.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Hey, in this episode, there was only one female character, and she was naked.
So.
Woo! And then miscellaneous comment, Jeff R. wonders if Night Nurse was in Ohatmu. She was not. The character was not part of the superhero universe back then, and she only gained prominence like on TV and then in comics much later as the medic to the superheroes. In similar news, Millie the Model also does not get an entry. Jeff.
Gosh.
Yeah, Jeff.
Because Night Nurse would have been between Nightmare and Nightshade. Before we go, I have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards, like getting on our hot list and get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you.
I always forget about that bit.
The bit does exist, however. So, what's the theme?
Hunting in Canada.
Jerks.
That's difficult.
We could do Canada.
I could do Canadian content.
All right, Canadian content for Gene Hendricks.
Gene Hendricks, you can sleep in my igloo tonight.
Oh, is that shit.
That's not really a compliment, is it? No, you can't sleep in my igloo because you're so hot you'd melt it down.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay.
Saved!
Canadian content for Eric.
You're so sweet, you're like maple syrup.
Yes.
Canadian content for Monsieur Luc.
You're Canadian.
Like a puffin.
Another Canadian, Mike Dynas.
Oh, crap. We need to find something good.
Oh, he'll know the difference.
The only thing that's coming to mind, I was talking to...
Oh, no! He's already rubbing his head.
He's already scared.
I love when there's a story.
You'll know what this is. I bet you actually have an American house hippo in your house.
Because you're that cool?
Because you're that awesome, yeah.
Yes, people have house hippos.
Yes, I have multiple house hippos.
Because you're very cool.
Thank you.
And it's the coolest shit, and I always wished I had one, so
I have one.
Well, I've never seen them.
Well, just leave out peanut butter on toast.
I have another compliment.
Do we have anyone else?
No. Give it to Monsieur Luc, because it was not a real compliment.
Yeah. Monsieur Luc, you're so cool, we could play hockey on you. Good enough.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not with the judges.
Really,
Mark is so proud of us.
Everybody got something.
Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh no, she's not here.
We love you.
Look,
the new team.
You can do your own research.
You know what?
This is not the Captain America is Gay show.
That's a great idea for a new podcast.
Tune in next week.
We just go through and we go back from the beginning and we decide, do we think they could be gay?
Aw, silly girl.
I like the hair. Sorry, I was yawning.
Today's a day.